From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. A new study shows that roughly 1 in 4 Floridians would benefit if the federal minimum wage were increased to $10.10 an hour. Oxfam America, which authored the study, is an international organization working to reduce poverty. The study looked at the percentage of low-wage workers in each congressional district. Manhattan's Upper East Side had the fewest low-wage workers at 6.8% of the workforce. But Andrew Yarrow, one of the researchers on the study, says a different picture plays out in South Florida.
Well, South Florida's a fair amount worse than the national average, to be honest. I mean, it's about 5 to 8 percentage points higher than the national average in terms of numbers of low-wage workers, numbers who would benefit.
Florida has the 7th highest percentage of low-wage workers. 22.4% of the state's workforce is in low-paying jobs. Nationally, that number is about 19%. Teen smoking seems to be on the decline, according to a new survey from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In Miami-Dade County, 7.5% of teens said they had used cigarettes before, but only 1.3% said they were a regular user. In Broward, that number was even lower. Only 5.8% of high schoolers surveyed said they'd smoked, down from 11% in 2011. This decrease reflects national trends, which show a decline in tobacco use starting in 1997. The use of marijuana, however, has been on the rise since 2007. I'm Kenny Malone. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News.